The Santa Barbara and Ventura County coastlines are home to a one-of-a-kind national park. Channel Islands National Park includes some unique islands, animal and plant life, as well as the special marine habitat. But also off the coastline is a lesser-known preserve. The Channel Islands National Marine Sanctuary is a 1,400-square-mile protected marine environment off the coast. It's one of 14 federally designated marine protected areas. But it's also on President Trump's list of protected national monuments and sanctuaries he wants reviewed for their status, with an eye towards opening some for development of their natural resources. Linda Kropp is with the Environmental Defense Center.
This order focuses on new sanctuary designations and expanded sanctuaries going back 10 years. And in 2007, there was a minor boundary adjustment. It wasn't really an expansion. It was just an adjustment at Channel Islands National Marine Sanctuary to clearly identify where marine reserves were located. And so they had to slightly adjust the boundary outward to make a more clearly identifiable boundary for the marine reserves.
Kropp says while some marine sanctuaries could be impacted in a big way, the area in question for the Channel Islands is only 2% of the total size. It includes a sliver of ocean north of San Miguel Island and two areas south of Santa Cruz Island. But the EDC's chief counsel says any move towards lessening protections is troublesome.
It wasn't an expansion in the true sense of the word, where a sanctuary is sometimes expanded to advance protections to entirely new areas. This was really just an adjustment. In fact, it was just called an adjustment at the time. It wasn't even called an expansion. However, it apparently has been pulled into this review, and so we are concerned because we want to make sure that the integrity of that action that was taken 10 years ago and has been so successful is not threatened.
Democratic Congressman Salud Carbajal of Santa Barbara is trying to build opposition to opening the protected monuments and sanctuaries. The 24th District Congressman is involved in the campaign to let the Secretary of the Interior, who's doing the reviews, know that people want the public lands protected. Carbajal says with two local areas impacted, they focused on the Carrizo Plain National Monument first because the deadline for public comments was first.
The comment period for that ended July 10th. There was a strong sense of urgency to focus on that particular issue. Now I'm drawing my attention on the various sanctuaries in California.
Carbajal says with the July 26 comment deadline approaching, the focus now is on the Channel Island Sanctuary as well as 10 others like the Monterey Bay National Marine Sanctuary. He says they're seeking an expansion of the comment deadline to give more people a chance to weigh in on the proposal.
I think they're bent on expanding energy production. That is in the name of the executive order that was signed. It pretty much telegraphs where they want to go.
The Environmental Defense Center's Linda Kropp admits the whole thing is puzzling because, as far as she knows, there are no oil or gas reserves in the little slices of ocean off our coast which could potentially be affected.
I think it just got caught up in this larger effort. It's indicative of the fact that this administration is rolling ahead on all of these repeals of various protections that have been afforded over the last couple decades. So as a practical matter, I don't really know what they're after. We don't think there's any oil and gas reserves there. That wasn't the purpose of the boundary adjustment.
But Kropp says they're still doing their due diligence to show there's opposition to any reduction in the sanctuary's protected status.
We're definitely weighing in. The Sanctuary Advisory Council is meeting on Friday, and we'll talk about sending a formal comment from the council. Other sanctuary advisory councils are also considering similar action.
And the congressman says while he's hoping to see more community groups and members of the public chime in on protection of the marine sanctuaries, they already have 20 members of Congress signed on to the effort. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.